Fifth Sri Ramana Jayanti Retreat, Tampa, Florida. On Saturday, December 29, the annual Sri Ramana Jayanti Retreat began in the same place where it has for many years of devotees of Sri Ramana Maharishi for nearly 100 years in the presence of the Master, reclining on the sofa in the old hall. Though this old hall is not at the base of the holy Arunachala mountain in Trivannamalai, no one would have thought otherwise by looking around. Sitting in the new replica of old hall constructed by the devoted couple Srimati Kalyanamati and Dr. Ratnaswamy 2 years ago in Tampa, there were 50 to 60 devotees gathered throughout the four-day retreat conducted both at the old hall at 5919 Lynn Road and at the Franciscan Retreat Center at 3010 North Perry Avenue in Tampa. These two settings are separated by a mere 20-minute drive. The whole event was organized and executed by an inspired team of Florida devotees from the Tampa and Miami F.T. Lauderdale area, Sri Ramana Satsang groups. Also, many participants happily volunteered their service, which ensured what appeared as an effortless sequence of the program's events. On the first morning at 11 a.m. in the old hall, the program began with the recitation of Sri Arunachala Aksharamanamalai, the marital garland of letters. A series of four readings followed, interspersed with more recitations of the Maharishi's works. The readings were culled from Paul Brunton's A Search in Sacred India, which graphically brings to life the presence of the Master reclining on the couch, silently spreading his luster all around, while the disciples, now the attendees of this retreat, sat quietly, meditating or yawningly gazing upon the gracious face of the sage who, in his mercy, bestowed and continues to bestow his grace upon earnest seekers of truth. After lunch at the nearby Hindu temple of Tampa, a brief walk down the road, the devotees gathered in the temple shrine for the Sri Ramana Jayanti Puja and Abhishekam. The two-hour-long ceremony passed like a flickering moment of time. Then all drove back to the Franciscan Center for a period of free time in which we, children of our father Arunachala Ramana, both young and old, joined together like a family under his watchful eye. Every morning from 5 to 7.30 and every evening between 7.30 and 9, the devotees gathered in the Franciscan Center Hall facing a majestically arranged altar adorned with photos of Bhagavan, Sri Arunachala and Sri Chakra. The retreat program is available as a PDF. Flower garlands bedecked the pictures and the deepams, and incense infused the room with holiness. It was here that the recitations, readings, and silent meditations were conducted daily. In this same hall, three presentations were given by devotees who attended the retreat. All three presenters totally dedicated themselves to the subject of the presentations, which spontaneously flowed out of their hearts in streams of devotion. On the morning of the second day of the retreat, Sunday, December 30th, Swaminathan Venkatramanal delighted us with his detailed description of the life of Manikyavachakar and his divinely inspired poems, and described how the Maharishi would draw the attention of devotees to his monumental collection of songs, Thiruvachakam. The notes that go with Swami's slides are also available. Swaminathan also beautifully brought to our attention how Muruganar's poetry was influenced by the great saint poet, and how Bhagavan guided Muruganar to emulate Manikyavasakar's style of composing, even writing verses himself by way of encouragement. On the same day, Srimati Mangalam, the sister of our president of Ramanashramam, Sri V.S. Ramanan, graciously consented to present to the devotees a detailed description of the family lineages of Aragammal and Sundaram Iyer, Bhagavan's mother and father. With the help of a digitally produced graphic family tree created by her son, Sridhar Bharadwaj, Srimati Mangalam carefully explained the ancestry of family members who preceded Bhagavan's parents, where they were born, whom they married, and so forth, along with Bhagavan's siblings down to her generation. She had been working on this for some years, hence we were prompted to request her to share what she had discovered. Srimati Mangalam patiently answered the earnest questions of devotees and concluded by describing to all the inspiration and guidance she has been blessed to receive from Bhagavan. In conclusion, Mangalam made it a point to mention that all of us are indeed the family of Bhagavan Ramana, and our relation with him is truly eternal and meaningful. During periods of free time, some devotees would slip away from the retreat campus and drive back to the old hall to immerse themselves in the silence of its sublime atmosphere. On Monday, besides the regular morning and evening chanting, readings, and silent meditation, Dr. Saibesh Kumar offered his presentation on the Kerala attendance of Bhagavan. A Keralite himself, he understood the geographical origins of these devotees. The inspiration and devotion that swept over him as he researched Palani Swami, Aya Swami, Madhava Swami, Kunju Swami, Ramakrishna Swami, and Satyananda Swami poured out to the attendees throughout his 90-minute presentation. The presentations of this year's retreat, together with those of previous years, will soon be uploaded to the Arunachala Ashrama YouTube channel. A parallel children's program was planned but only partially adopted because fewer children attended than anticipated. Nevertheless, the children did offer songs, dance, and recitation of scriptures on Monday afternoon. Everyone was surprised by the professional quality of their offerings. Again, on Monday, December 31st, after the nightly program that ended at 9 p.m., a screening of the newly remastered Sage of Arunachala documentary was viewed. Following a break, we watched the documentary containing interviews of senior devotees of Sri Bhagavan, Guru Ramana, his living presence. This brought us up to 11:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Unbeknownst to us, while immersed in watching the videos describing Bhagavan's life and teachings, the children and some adult devotees were busy down by the Hillsborough River Franciscan Pavilion, setting up a beautiful altar with flowers, rangoli, flower designs, and lights for the midnight New Year's recitation of Arunachala Aksharamanamalai. The weather throughout the retreat was ideal, averaging 65 degrees at night and 80 during the day. And on New Year's Eve night, the sky was clear and temperature mild. As the devotees sat in a circle reciting the hymns to Arunachala that Bhagavan composed in his mercy for his devotees across the river and all around, you could feel the atmosphere alive with anticipation marked by the crescendo of explosive fireworks growing louder with fewer and fewer intervals, exploding in the sky with streaking spectacular colors, reflecting magically into sparkling waters before us. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. We chanted again and again in exultation as the New Year exploded, not only before our eyes, but within our hearts. With what joyful devotion and gratitude we felt to have been guided by Him to gather together to begin another year, another day, another breath in the overwhelming divine presence of our Master and Lord Arunachala Ramana.